Hi, my name is Simone Zoya. I'm a second year PhD student at the Max Planck Institute for Physics in Munich. Recently, my collaborators and I have calculated the 2-loop 5-gluon scattering amplitude in the Hall-Plus helicity configuration. I would like to talk to you about a few interesting aspects of this calculation. Our final formula is so compact that fits in just two lines and exhibit unexpected properties that still need to be explained. Loop amplitudes are one of the main bottlenecks in computing theoretical predictions for multi-particle processes at the LHC. Ours is the very first analytic result for a complete 5-particle amplitude at 2-loop order. One of the reasons why the calculation of multi-loop amplitudes is so difficult is that the intermediate expressions can grow extremely large. The only way to handle them analytically is by using clusters of powerful high-memory machines. And even this sometimes is insufficient. This is very inefficient, however, because after a huge computational effort, the final physical result is typically found to be much simpler. You will probably be very surprised to hear this, but our entire calculation takes just a few hours on a single computing node. And what made this possible is that we adopted a cutting-edge mathematical method called finite fields. Using finite fields, in fact, allows to bypass the intermediate expressions and reconstruct explicitly and analytically only the final physical result. Another complicated aspect in the calculation of scattering amplitudes are the Feynman integrals. On our way to the Hall-Plus amplitude, we computed analytically all the integrals that are required not only for this specific amplitude, but for any other 2-loop 5-particle amplitude in QCD. Thanks to our work, these integrals can now be evaluated in the physical scattering region, as required for phenomenological applications. These integrals evaluate to a very elegant class of functions that we dub pentagon functions. Although we studied them in full generality, it turned out that all the more complicated pentagon functions simply cancel out. In the end, the final result contains only logarithms and dilogarithms. Having such a simple and compact expression is extremely valuable. In fact, we were able to analyze the result by eye, and this allowed us to make a very intriguing discovery. The coefficients of the box functions, in fact, exhibit an unexpected symmetry, conformal symmetry. Conformal symmetry is a well-known property of amplitudes in QCD at 3 level. At loop level, however, it is in general not yet known how it manifests itself. And this unexpected appearance that we see in the Hall-Plus amplitude still lacks an explanation. Apart from being of great theoretical interest, understanding the role of conformal symmetry at loop level could also have a strong predictive power. Requiring conformal symmetry, in fact, dramatically constrains the space of allowed rational functions. If you find this interesting and you would like to discuss any aspect of our work, please do not hesitate to get in touch with us. Thank you for listening.